Glad you guys are here this day for us, where we're getting to the end of the real on-field work to push, is that day today. We spent a good bit of time in the red zone as our preparation goes today. We've got a big emphasis in that area, and so we had red zone 7-on-7, a team part in that point. We went back on third down again, so the more situations we can go through, the better. Give you a couple updates on just on some starting information. In this game at guard, we'll start Wes, and last week we started Ben. But I want to let you know on that, that was really by design for me heading into training camp. So I knew week one I was going to start Ben, and week two I wanted to start Wes. So I just wanted to give you that. Don't read into past that. If you want to do your real reading, you can read in later. So both of them are going to play almost the equal amount of plays, but I felt that was appropriate for you guys to know when you're seeing that. Past that, we're in good shape with some of the guys. We'll hopefully get a few guys back who didn't participate in last game to hopefully play in this game. So we're encouraged by that. It was a good week for us. It was an extended one. That's why we went back into our camp mode from our game against Miami. We came back and then really went back to put the work in going against one another, even though we're in a, you know, in-season schedule. So with that, I'm glad to open it up. I wanted to make sure I gave you the update on Ben and Wes and where those two are at. It's nothing to call yet. Both of them have had really good camps.
Piggybacking on that, week one, week two, do you treat week three like, you know, that all-important dress rehearsal game, or is that different?
There's so many evaluations still to go on that I think that's the important part. We'll do most of the playing time on a case-by-case basis based on a player's readiness. And we wouldn't put them out there if they weren't ready. And for guys, we feel like we need more work. That part's important, too. The first-year players need more because it's their first time in the system. So offensively, defensively, cover and kick. So that will happen naturally. As far as a predetermined amount, it's more on a case-to-case basis than just by a general statement of offense is going to play this much, defense is going to play this much.
That helps us not to read into too much of that for week three itself.
Correct.
Okay. Have you made a decision on Tack for
Sunday? We'll decide today, but yeah, it looks good for him to go. He had a really good week of camp going through all the full. So after, what was it, Miami, we said, okay, we're now going to take him from, you know, half the reps up to the full amount with everybody else. So he looked good. It's something I'll discuss with him. But, yeah, all systems point to that. I haven't discussed that with him yet, but everything looks good.
So I'm sorry, you said so yes or you haven't decided?
All systems look good for him to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, discussed it with him, but he had a really good week.
It looked like Julio and Taylor didn't do much today.
Does yeah.
That mean they're going to sit?
We're going to talk. Julio will for sure. And then Taylor, I haven't talked to him yet to see, you know, where his readiness is all the way. I thought he had a really good week. He looked really fast, really explosive. So as far as they go, if they don't, I'll do the pregame. I know Julio will be out. But as far as Gabe, we haven't determined that yet. Let's take him through tomorrow. If he's sore, then we probably wouldn't. If he feels good, then I'd feel better, Vaughn. So we really pushed it on both those guys this week. And I'd like to see how they recover, you know, over the last couple of days.
So all systems go, we just say he's likely to play.
Why don't you say Tack is likely to play? How about that? Would that make it easier for everybody? There you go. I'll let you know if there's a setback. Let's plan on my glasses usually half full.
With giving guys and Ben opportunities to start, what are you hoping to see from them in games when they're starting that you don't see on the practice field?
I wanted them to have the opportunity to go out with the first group, both of them. I don't know how long some of their defensive players will go, but I wanted that continuity with them being, you know, alongside of Alex and alongside of Ryan in the, you know, the first group that goes out. So I wanted to offer both of them that opportunity, and so that was by design heading into camp. And I told both of them that. And then as we get into next week, you know, the practice certainly matters a lot for the evaluation. It's not like we just base everything off the games. Both of them had, you know, I don't know, 15, 17 really good practices. Maybe this one, that's how close. And so we felt it was appropriate to stick to the schedule and stick to the plan.
Coach, what are you, I know you want to look at the special teams.
Yep.
From yesterday's transcription. What are some of the other things that, you know, Coach Quinn wants to see in the second exhibition?
For sure. Let's make sure one of the big topics for us is the ball. And so for us to come out, you know, just in a zero turnover margin, we got two, we gave two away. That's not really the style we'd like to play. Line of scrimmage on both sides, I think you can't ever not talk about that lead. As we're getting back into our pads, getting our run game going, can we hit our tracks like we'd like to? But both sides on the line of scrimmage. And then it's another shot for live tackling. as we went through the first game. I was pleased with our leverage in the tackling, but that part I'm anxious to see again. What a great opportunity for guys like Sobert and KZ and McKinley and Riley to get more work, more stuff in the system, to name a few. I'm anxious to see guys cover kicks who haven't done lots of that. Those would be guys like Ward, who's playing more on teams, like Nick Williams, who's having a bigger role on teams. So there's lots to do. I love the preseason games, and it's another chance to see guys battle and compete, to say, I really got my act together. You can trust me to do this job. And when we put you out there to do that, and when you execute, it's a pretty strong and powerful statement that you're making to the team and to the organization, like, kind of got your back, Make that where you have to come to us and say, I need this guy. And that's what I'm looking for from some of the players who haven't played in regular season games yet. Can they get to that spot?
And Griswold's a kid. How do you see him? He's big.
He is a big, good athlete, yeah. The competition at tight end's been a good one. We moved DJ over to tackle, and that's still ongoing to see him at the right tackle. You see his quickness come off the ball. He's still working at his pass protection, but it's the right decision for him to go for it in that way. But Griswold, it's the size at tight end. When you see him in the one-on-ones, you see him catching. He's got a big catching radius where you can go up and grab it. Not quite as tall as Levine on some of those plays where he can match, but he does have length, and we like that.
In watching Tech out there, it seems like, I don't know if it's equal right-left, or you seem like you're giving them looks at both sides. How are you looking at that situation as far as how much you want them to play on one side to the other, factoring in that Vic, where Vic plays and all that?
Yeah, Vic plays mostly on the left, but we move him around. In our base package, we move the guys more, but it is part of our trying to find out the versatility of what a player can do. And so we did move them both left side and right side. In the game, we'll probably feature them at one side. No, you can't know which side that is. But that's where I'll likely go to start off. And then we'll get more reps into the next game and to the next game.
And what have you seen so far from – you saw his rush and his power and all that stuff. But what have you seen with him against the run so far? How's he played?
I think he's probably a little stronger than I thought. I'm not saying that that was something I thought was a weakness, but the strength that he's able to set an edge with, I knew that part of his game was good. But until you see it on film compared to seeing it live, it's a big difference. And it wouldn't be something that you'd even notice in a workout. Not that he worked out, we saw him at the combine, but you wouldn't feel that kind of strength. You see the athleticism, the explosiveness. So sometimes you got to see, and not even in an OTA for that matter, you got to see the physicality of pads and setting edges. So that part of his game's really intact.
Did UCLA did pack, I don't recall, did he drop back a lot?
I would say it probably made up about maybe 20%, 10% to 20% of his game. When they're a 34 team a lot.
Yeah.
So someone's generally rushing or dropping, and he was more featured as a rusher than a dropper. So he definitely did it. He was mostly an outside linebacker there playing in a two-point. So we're trying to find out more. He's been in a two-point. He's been in a three-point. Where is he going to be best featured with us? And he's got some great teammates to mentor and model him with, guys like Claiborne and Beasley and Reed, who in the meeting room look for this. On the field, there are another set of eyes watching the player. And that's a good thing when someone has your back to help you stay on course. All of us need that from time to time. Nope, you're going a little right here. Stay back on track, whatever it might be. And he's, it's a lot of learning as your first year. And those guys can remember that. So one of the topics we talked about, what would you wish you had known as a rookie then that you can now share that it took you a long time to learn? So it's a good group of guys to help them. You guys get firsthand experience at seeing what the guys do post-practice. And a lot of it's coach-led individual instruction. Some of it is player-led, older to younger on some specific techniques to help them play better.
You talk about Plan B.
Yes, and it's everybody trying to get their readiness up. Young guys, this is what we think you need to work on. Older guys may know, I need more work at this for me to really feel ready. And I encourage that.
Yesterday, you were working with like five or six defensive linemen on the side of the field. Is there something specific you were working on with them? Or is that
It's a usual part, yeah. So during some of the time during our individual or teaching sessions, Coach Young and I may split up, you know, a different group. So he may take some of the defensive tackles, and I may work some of the defensive ends on like a small percentage of our game. So yesterday we were working a couple of drops, and that's a small percentage of what they do. But even if it's a small percentage, we got to get it right. And so we took the time yesterday to, hey, let's go through this again to make sure we're really clear on how to do it. So sometimes it's big things, sometimes it's real specific things.